All right, whatever it was called, I liked it.
Good song.
Yes.
Did you remember the name of that by now?
I think it Love Me Like You Used to Do.
There you go. It was originally recorded for a Viagra commercial about 3 years ago.
That should be the first company I send that to. That's great.
That's very perceptive of you. Yeah, that was great. Every time, I mean, you've been up here a few times and we talk about sort of the same things, but there might be new people out there listening. Do you want to give us some background, maybe just on your clothes?
My clothing?
Well, I mean, that was going like the standard boring question, so I decided to spice it up a little bit. So
I'm wearing some Tony Lama cowboy boots.
Excellent.
And
what do you put on first in the morning when you get dressed?
The boots.
The boots go on
first. It makes putting the pants on a lot more interesting. Yeah. Yeah, so I just go straight with the boots, the jeans, and then undergarments.
Was it one leg at a time? You put your pants on one leg at a time?
I have them like in a setup where I'd actually jump.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, just jump and just both. It's the only way to start the morning. Two legs at a time, double shot of espresso, combination shampoo conditioner, and that's that gets you going, just everything twofold.
My shampoo is made with real whale meat. It's the most invigorating shower you'll ever take.
Sounds true. Like a bunch of blubber to me.
Who's got the cymbals?
Did you bring any cymbals?
I didn't. I left my harmonicas in the other room, so eventually we'll take a break.
These ones?
Those.
Right.
Yeah.
The ones that are in the room?
No, not those. The other box of free harmonicas.
It's a lot of harmonicas.
I hope the listeners are enjoying having some fun, and I hope they're having fun whatever they're doing. We're going to be having some fun tonight. Obviously, I think we've already started, but next Tuesday, Levi, who is a good friend of mine, defends his dissertation and hopefully will earn his PhD in poli-sci.
Wow.
And we're going to celebrate down at Duffy's. And I'll be doing my one-man band show with, of course, Levi sitting in, but it's a lot different than what you're hearing tonight. I'll have the drums. It'll be a lot more some electric blues and it'll just be a lot different than what you're hearing tonight. So if you're looking for something to do, they say it's Dad's Beer Night on Tuesdays at Duffy's. Excellent. And you could go down there. There's no cover charge and drink cheap beer. Or you could drink a good beer.
I've seen Sean's one-man band show. It's quite excellent, I have to say.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've seen it too. And yeah, it is excellent.
Well,
how's that for product puffery? Let's play another song. Do we have time for another song, or do we have to advertise something?
Go right into it.
Out of five dentists appreciate Sean's one-man band show.
Sean, I'd really appreciate knowing what we're going to play.
This one's called On My Mind. And I do have a bit of a story with this one. I was bored this last week at work. I've gone from like writing songs at work to just like entertaining the people that I work with. So this last week I took the guitar into work and I was playing.
Who do you work with?
I work at a small county, or it's a large county jail that houses federal inmates for the most part. And so I was playing for a pod full of inmates, and this particular song I was playing in front of some female inmates, and it's an original song that I'm sure they've never heard before. And this one lady was just crying, saying how it was her and her husband's favorite song.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, all the more reason not to do methamphetamine.
Where's that PSA?
You might just play that one over and over again. That's the message tonight, kids. Don't do certain really bad drugs that are made in bathtubs by people who are not chemists. Key of E, if you're following along in your cars.
Yeah.